On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Governor Jerry Brown is on the verge of declaring a drought emergency. This after California just endured its driest year ever, and there's no relief in sight. Meanwhile, the state's farmers and ranchers are already feeling the pain. For KAZU, Vinnie Tong reports.
Rancher Joe Morris's spurs rattle as he walks to his pickup. He looks the part of a Hollywood cowboy with his boots, chaps, and wide-brim hat. But put aside the romantic ideal for now, because at this moment, Morris's life is less romance, more anxiety. As he drives off in his truck, he says this drought is the worst he's seen in decades. The water shortage got so bad in the fall that he spent weeks trucking tap water to his cows.
Heart palpitations at 3 a.m. are kind of a fairly common experience for ranchers in this situation.
Morris owns Morris Grass-Fed in San Juan Bautista. He sells beef to 900 families throughout the state. On this clear day, no rain clouds in sight, he pulls up at a plot of land in Hollister.
I've been grazing cattle here, taking care of this particular land for about 18 years.
And today, he's trucked in 120 baby cows from Watsonville, where they don't have enough water. He's going to herd them a mile and a half to the top of a grassy hill where they can drink from a natural spring. Underfoot, as the cows climb the hill, the grass is dry, some of it so dry that it's gone white, and the dirt is so parched that it crumbles and cracks in long, crooked lines. Morris and an employee ride horseback as three of his dogs keep the unruly bubble of cows on the right path.
Come on, dogs, bring them!
According to the California Cattlemen's Association, ranchers are on the front lines when it comes to drought. Less rain means less vegetation and less water in the creeks and streams where cows drink. This is forcing ranchers like Morris to cut their herds.
So you can kind of go out and measure the amount of grass per acre and make a decision that, okay, if I need grass until March, next March, it might not rain. I better reduce my herd by such and such.
For Morris, that meant cutting his herd by 50%, and the future doesn't look much brighter. Janine Jones is on a recently created state drought management team. Reached by phone in Sacramento, she says this year so far is pretty dry, and that's on top of two already dry years.
So with that kind of setup and the conditions as dry as they are this far through the year, not looking too good, particularly when you consider that on average half of California's statewide precipitation occurs in December, January, and February.
After climbing for more than an hour, Morris and his cows reach the top of the hill. His saddle creaks as the water tank comes into view.
It holds about 4,000 gallons, and it's pumped from a spring down in the valley.
While his cows drink, Morris realizes most people don't have to think about drought the way he does.
Drought to a lot of our neighbors is pretty abstract. Turn on the water, it still comes out. Go to the bathroom, flush it, take a 20-minute shower, whatever. But this is real. You know, when there's no water and you have 300 or, you know, 240 pears, it gets real.
It may have to get real for Morris's customers, too. With fewer cows and all this extra work to get them fed, he might need to add a $20 drought surcharge to their bills. For KAZU News, I'm Vinnie Tong.